You're listening to SBS News.
Clashes continue in Slovenia over tough coronavirus measures. It's the third time in a month that anti-vaccine protesters have come out in the hundreds in the country's capital. This time it was on the eve of a major European Union summit. Police also fired tear gas and water cannons at demonstrators, but protests haven't been violent towards police, according to this anti-government protester.
Some of the people who make really noise and make the police angry, so to say, as now. But most of people, they are very still, they are very quiet, they came in peace, and I don't know why this happened.
Police have stopped about 30 buses from bringing in protesters from other Slovenian cities. Meanwhile, in the United States, the Washington National Cathedral marked the grim milestone of 700,000 COVID-related American deaths. The cathedral also presented a video showing hundreds of thousands of small white flags on the National Mall, with many featuring handwritten notes of remembrance to those who have died during the pandemic. That's as US Secretary of State Antony Blinken calls on the world's most developed countries to help close the widening gaps in vaccination between the rich and poor. Addressing the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development in Paris, Secretary Blinken says the data is crystal clear and the Biden administration wants to address the root causes of vaccine inequity.
Both the pandemic and the climate crisis are hitting underserved populations in our society the hardest. We see this in the United States, where minority communities have suffered a much higher proportion of deaths from COVID-19, as well as greater harm from the accelerating impacts of climate change. Now, we all bear some responsibility for this. For decades, our member countries measured economic success chiefly in terms of rising GDP and stock markets, which don't reflect the reality of millions of working families.
In Russia, President Vladimir Putin claims the Sputnik V vaccine saved him from catching the virus. Mr. Putin said a person with COVID-19 with whom he was in contact with for the whole day recently had just a slight fever for 2 days. But Mr. Putin was fully vaccinated with the Russian-made vaccine.
I would like to ask you as a doctor one more time. You know that I spoke to infected people with infected employees, and thank God I didn't fall ill. Not yet in any case. I hope it will not happen, but I guess that the Sputnik played its role.
The World Health Organization is still reviewing data about Russia's Sputnik V vaccine as part of hopes that it can be approved by the UN Health Agency for emergency use against COVID. Meanwhile, coronavirus deaths in Russia have hit a record high for the third time this month. New infections also exceeded 25,000 a day. Dr. Antoine Kokrikov at the Military Naval Clinical Hospital is concerned about the low vaccine uptake.
The patients are unvaccinated and their disease is taking a heavier toll. We have patients with 90 and 100% lung damage.
But despite the surge, the Kremlin isn't considering a countrywide lockdown or any other nationwide measures. The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.